Now, asbestos consumption in Asia is accounting for 17% of global asbestos consumption. Also, Japan, Korea has introduced ban on asbestos. Consumption in many Asian countries are still increasing now.
So what is asbestos primarily used for in Asian countries?
More than 90% of asbestos is used for construction materials. And the people touching asbestos is not informed about asbestos hazards. Yes, asbestos is cheap and very useful materials if you can ignore the hazardous nature.
As a building material, it is cheap. I understand it's also fire resistant and it's also durable. Is that why it's so popular in poor countries?
It is cheap. And in the past, asbestos constructive materials is only for factory or other industrial use. But now, asbestos cement slate is used for residential homes in rural areas in many Asian countries.
Where would they source most of the material from?
In the past, Canada is number one exporter, but Canada has stopped mining and export of asbestos. Now Russia is number one exporter. In Asia, only two countries, Japan and Korea, has introduced ban on asbestos, and asbestos diseases in both countries are increasing now. Big asbestos consumption in Asia will result in asbestos epidemic in Asia in the future. And now, efforts by trade union, consumer groups, environmental groups to stop the use of asbestos is starting in several asbestos countries.
And Sugio Furuya, you are the head of the Asian Ban Asbestos Network, or ABAN. As we know, Australia already has a total asbestos ban. Are you in the country? Are you visiting Australia to establish links here and to lobby for support?
Yes, this is my first visiting Australia, and I hope to strengthen solidarity and more future collaboration between Asian Ban Asbestos Movement and Australian people.
Now, as you know, bushfires happen every summer in Australia. What happens when a house with asbestos is destroyed in a fire? What dangers are there?
Exposure to asbestos in such a circumstance will result in asbestos-related disease in the future. Asbestos disease will occur long years after exposure, so it may not be invisible, but actually asbestos is killing people long years later.
Countries like India still use asbestos even in new buildings. Do you think legislation works? Is there a role for government here?
There is almost no regulation against asbestos in such countries. And asbestos victims is still invisible in many developing countries. I have met several asbestos victims in India in last year. Government like India intentionally ignoring hazards of asbestos and take no action to prevent people from asbestos exposure. Asbestos hazard has been well proven and well known all over the world. So all governments should be aware of hazards from asbestos exposure. Asbestos disease is avoidable, so raising awareness, offering information, education, training would be needed for people in Asian countries. And there is much we can do in Australia, Japan, and other countries. For example, Australia has much experience and expertise to deal with asbestos. So Australia can contribute for Asian people to avoid asbestos epidemic in the future. All people have right to work and live in safe and healthy way. Also, safer alternatives is available everywhere. So it is not needed to use asbestos anymore.